You been?
I was following the pilgrims' convoys.
Pilgrims?
Yes, Arabs go on pilgrimage every year to the Kaaba in Mecca.
Arabs from everywhere go to Mecca on pilgrimage. And the Meccans get wealthier. And their trade prospers. And their trade prospers. What a great idea.
What do you have in mind, sir?
Let's build a monument that is greater than the Kaaba, so that Arabs from every place go to on pilgrimage. And then my kingdom would flourish with trade and money. And the king of Abyssinia would become happy, and so would I.
Where is the master of Mecca? I'm a messenger of Abraha, the great king of Yemen.
The master of Mecca is Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim. You'll find him at the Kaaba.
He brings water to people from the Zamzam, which he dug out.
Where is the master of Mecca? I am Abraha's messenger.
You are most welcome. Tell me, what does Abraham want from me?
By order of great Abraha, the king of Yemen, Arabs must now go on pilgrimage to the great Kalais which he has built. Anyone who disobeys will be severely punished.
Tell your sender that we will not abandon at all the Qibla of our fathers, and the holy house of God.
He wants to destroy our Qibla. I'll take revenge on their Khalis.
Impossible! This is an insult! This Arab has profaned Kalis and ran away! The Arabs are mocking me. I'll show them who Abraha is! Prepare me a great army. Let it be spearheaded by elephants. I will destroy their Kaaba. They will no longer have a holy place, but Kalis.
Master of Mecca! Master of Mecca! Abraha is leading a gigantic army. He's coming to destroy the Kaaba.
A gigantic army coming to Mecca? I have heard something like that from priests. It is a sign of the birth of the prophet of our time. And now, we have to think carefully how we are going to deal with gigantic Abraha's army.
My great army has frightened the Arabs.
Perhaps they've disappeared in the fissures of the mountains.
I'm so sure. Nothing will stand in the way of this army, and nothing will stop us from destroying the Kaaba. Who might that knight be?
He's a knight who thinks that he alone will be able to stop this huge army.
Charge! We sacrifice ourselves for the Kaaba!
Destroy them quickly! Nufail, do you really think that with your small army, you'll be able to crush the great army of Abraha?
We have vowed not to let you get anywhere near the Kaaba, except over our dead bodies.
I highly regard knights, and I admire your courage. So, I will spare your life, and you'll be my guide in the desert. Welcome to my tent, Master of Mecca. Have a seat. Please, would you take a seat?
Thank you.
We did not come to this place to spill blood. All we want is that you let us through to the Kaaba, and we will not harm you or your people.
I am aware, Abraha, that you overpower us. We will not stand in your way, but I'm here for another reason.
What?
Your soldiers have seized our camels. I came here to redeem them.
You have come for your camels, and you've forgotten about the great house? I felt awe when I first saw you, Master of Mecca. However, now, as you ask me for your camels, I no longer have respect for you.
I am the owner of the camels, and God is the protector of the Kaaba.
Give him back his camels, and no one will stop me from destroying the Kaaba.
Ascend the mountain, so you will not be heard. A servant forbids his camels from moving, so forbid you, beasts.
Let's go, Master of Mecca. Abraha's army is closing in.
Sit still or return. You're in God's holy Mecca.
And so, God destroyed Abraha and protected his Kaaba. Arabs have called this year the year of the elephant. It was the year our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hast thou not seen how thy Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not bring their stratagem to naught? And send against them swarms of flying creatures, which pelted them with stones of baked clay, and made them like green crops devoured by cattle. Almighty Allah has spoken the truth.